Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Psalm 118? That's the psalm reading this morning. It's a farewell hymn or psalm. You might call it, from Hawaii's point of view, an aloha hymn. It's Jesus and the disciples. It's the hymn they sang after Passover on their way to Gethsemane and Jesus on the way to the cross. And it is a psalm of David. It typifies Christ, David, a man of sorrows and rejected before he reigned. And this is a summary of Christ's rejection. So Psalm 118, you can follow along. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let Israel say, his loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let the house of Aaron say, his loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let those who fear the Lord say, his loving kindness is everlasting. From my distress I called upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will look with satisfaction on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished as a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. You pushed me violently so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hands of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I will not die, but live and tell the works of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, and he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I shall give thanks to the Lord, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, do save, we beseech thee. O Lord, we beseech thee, do send prosperity. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has given us light. Bind the festive sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Lord, we do declare that this morning. Your love for us, it's beyond measure. It's beyond finding out. And Lord, we just simply receive that. We put ourselves in the place of having your grace being poured out upon us this morning. Lord, do a good work in each life. And those who are hurting, those who may be feeling a dark cloud over their life, Lord, realize this, there is light, there is hope, there is joy in the Lord. And I do pray, Lord, that you just blow those clouds away. Lord, the valley of the shadow of death, the shadow means that there's light. Lead us into your light this morning. Lord, we thank you, we love you, we give you honor and glory. Let your praise and let your glory be known in this place this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Just now, I dare not trust. Let's all stand together.
Blessed be the